Once again, I had the impression that she chose her words with care, that she was feeling her way, as it were, into my mind, and watching for the effect upon my face. I would rather leave it to you, I repeated, much rather. And into her face came the same expression I had noticed before, when first I had shaken hands with her in the hall, a look, surely, of derision,of definite contempt. She knew that I would never withstand her, and that I feared her, too. "Can I do anything more for you?" she said, and pretended to glance round the room. "No," I said. "No, I think I have everything. I shall be very comfortable here. You have made the room so charming. This last, a final crawling sop to win her approval."She shrugged her shoulders, and still she did not smile. "I only followed out Mr. De Winter's instructions," she said. She hesitated by the doorway, her hand on the handle of the open door. It was as though she still had something to say to me, and could not decide upon the words yet waited there for me to give her opportunity. I wished she would go.She was like a shadow standing there, watching me, appraising me with her hollow eyes, setting that dead skull's face. "If you find anything not to your liking, you will tell me at once?" she asked. "Yes," I said. "Yes, of course, Mrs. Danvers." But I knew this was not what he had meant to say, and silence fell between us once again."If Mr. De Winter asks for his big wardrobe," she said suddenly, "you must tell him it was impossible to move. We tried, but we could not get it through these narrow doorways. These are smaller rooms than those in the west wing. If he doesn't like the arrangement of this suite, he must tell me. It was difficult to know how to furnish these rooms."Please don't worry, Mrs. Danvers," I said. "I'm sure he will be pleased with everything. But I'm sorry. It's given you so much trouble. I had no idea he was having rooms redecorated and furnished. He shouldn't have bothered, I'm sure. I should have been just as happy and comfortable in the West Wing."